Sean and Sue on a $10,000 Thursday.
Ooh, download that 92.7 WOBM app. First Code coming up at 8.
Right now, Rick gets you up to date on your headlines.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. Toms River can't escape its affordable housing obligations and must build 670 new housing units. Local officials had said the township doesn't have enough space for new mass development. However, a judge recently ruled that Toms River miscalculated and the homes must be built within the next 10 years. A popular Jersey Shore area pizzeria has shared video proof of a new record. Pete and Elda's Bar, with adjacent Carmen's Pizzeria in Neptune City, is famed for its Whole Pie Eaters Club Challenge. A single diner has up to 30 minutes to devour an entire double XL pie. On Tuesday, a record time was set, 1 minute and 55 seconds, by a Pittsburgh man who stopped in while driving the iconic Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. A new tool using artificial intelligence has been able to diagnose arthritis with 98% accuracy. Researchers in South Korea say the system analyzes fluid in joints to distinguish between osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Rick Rickman. Now here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
Today is the last day for a while I can truly call pleasant, as rain chances, cloud cover, and humidity start ramping up tonight. So soak it in. A chill in the air this morning, a pleasant afternoon, partly sunny skies, high of 67 degrees. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of a shower, low 58. Warm and humid tomorrow, high reaching for 80. With a mix of clouds and sun, could be a pop-up shower or thunderstorm. Better chance of rain coming up this weekend. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.